For 80 years, a bronze statue of 19th century Dr. James Marion Sims stood in New York City's Central Park. Sims's major achievement was developing a technique to repair painful fistulas, or tears, that resulted from childbirth, often between the birth canal and the urethra or rectum. He has often been called the father of modern gynecology. But public outrage about how Sims did that work, by experimenting on enslaved black women, forced New York City officials to finally remove the statue in 2018.
I would love it if there were a representation of the women that felt as striking as the statue of Sims.
That's playwright Charlie Yvonne Simpson, whose new play, Behind the Sheet, reckons with Sims's legacy and the black women who had to suffer for it.
I think something that was extremely important to me in the play and sort of looking at this history is acknowledging what the women went through.
We should get you moving. Master George won't like that you're still here and not resting. He'll want you rested before he tries.
Tries?
Well, all he did today was remove some of the rotten parts of you.
No parts of me are rotten.
I just mean the parts of you beyond fixing, the parts of you that have already died. He had to clear those away, and then once you heal, he can try to close the hole.
We had a group of black women, we know three of their names, but there were more, who went through these surgeries, and it was painful, and pain was a part of their lives, whether or not they were being operated on. So even when they were off the table, pain was going to be a huge part of their lives.
In her research, Simpson found that both plantation owners and the scientific community took advantage of the experimentation Sims performed on enslaved black women.
You had these plantation owners who would end up with these women, these slaves, who had this issue. You know, black women during that time were breeders. That was part of, you know, our quote-unquote usefulness. And so suddenly you now had these women who were in constant pain, who are not in a position to have children, and maybe not even in a position to do all the work that they used to do. And so these plantation owners found their way to Dr. Sims, being one of them, being like, you know, what is going on? How can we fix this? He sort of discovered that he could get a really good look inside of a woman and thus at fistulas if he sort of fashioned a tool to look in. And so that's actually how we get the speculum. And so that's sort of how we begin these years of experimentation.
Experimentation that the women on his operating table could not consent to.
Here's my thing. You were talking about women who were enslaved. And being enslaved means you are the property of someone else. That means that you do not own your own body, your own self. So the idea of consent in a world where these women, you know, weren't even really considered fully human seems a little bit ridiculous to me.
How many times he tried on you?
A few.
You ain't fixed yet?
Not yet.
So he can't do it?
You were helping him get there.
What if I don't want to help him?
When's the last time anything that we wanted mattered for anything? Besides, he bought you. You're his now.
Simpson says we still don't know all of the details of Sims's story and his methods.
What we do know is that he did not use anesthesia on these women and really didn't believe the pain was big enough for anesthesia to be used.
That's despite the emerging use of anesthesia in the mid-19th century, particularly by the end of Sims's experimentation.
Well, how many surgeries has she had?
15 about.
And how many on you? I feel like you in there every other week.
You can't be in there every other week.
Feels like it.
I just tend to heal up faster than the others.
So
it has been quite a few times. He says I'm a better candidate than some of the others. Shouldn't you be getting off to bed, Lewis?
Yes. How many times?
I've lost count.
Philomena.
20. 25. I don't know. 28. I'll be going in for 29 soon enough. The lead sutures didn't take.
But in crafting the story, Simpson said there had to be more than just suffering.
I was not and continue to not be interested in, you know, re-traumatizing us and having us, you know, having the only takeaway be pain. You know, I was interested in showing these women's humanity. And part of humanity is fighting to find joy sometimes. It's fighting with each other. It's pushing back. It's making perfume as they do in the play. Yeah, so that felt really, really important to include. If I was going to include black pain, to make sure that I was including black joy.
It's a similar duality that Simpson grapples with when she tells Sims's story in Behind the Sheet.
I don't hate Sims. I think that J. Marion Sims, like many other doctors and scientists and just people at the time, lived within an evil system, which we call slavery, that put certain people, white people, above black people and took away black people's humanity. And that is terrible, and that is evil, and I hate that. That said, I also acknowledge the fact that Sims's work was important. Figuring out how to close fistulas helped not only black women, it did help white women and other women throughout the United States and throughout the world, quite frankly, even as the procedure may have been refined. And his work, led to him opening a women's hospital here in New York City. And, he's called the father of modern gynecology for a reason. I go to the gynecologist, they use a speculum. Mm-hmm. I can appreciate that. But I think it is important for me, and I hope for anyone sort of seeing the play, to hold both of those things, to hold the good that he did and hold the bad way that he did it, and somehow learn to honor both sides of that.
After New York City removed the Sims statue in Central Park in 2018, one local preservation group suggested that a good replacement might be Dr. Rebecca Lee Crumpler, the first African-American woman physician in the United States. So far, it hasn't been replaced. Charlie Yvonne Simpson is a playwright whose new play, Behind the Sheet, is on stage now in New York City. Our thanks to Christy Taylor, SciArts producer for Science Friday, who conducted the interview with Charlie Yvonne Simpson.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.